Her name is terrible.
Yeah, for like a real human getting that name, come on.
We have Apple now, and Blue.
That's a stupid name, too.
I mean, yeah, Frank Zappa's kid's name Dweezil, but that doesn't mean it's a good name.
Dweezil?
Yeah, that's Frank Zappa's son.
He sounds like a Pokemon.
His daughter's name is Moon Unit, and I'm not lying. Moon Unit.
That's so dumb.
But one of my friends named her son
Frank Zappa.
Because they're celebrities, and they're like, I don't know.
No, it's because he's Frank Zappa, and he's fucking crazy. That's why. has nothing to do with his celebrity. I don't think he even knows he's a celebrity.
Well, I feel like celebrities don't care because they're like, my kid's never going to get bullied anyways.
So
everyone wants their money.
What's up, everybody? This is Sammy from the Wily Ones, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
You've been taught that the birthplace of the human race is Earth, but it's not.
Do you know what this will do to people when they find out the truth?
I don't think that most people would want to know the truth.
I do.
Your planet was seeded by a brass axe industries roughly 100,000 years ago.
It's one of the most powerful dynasties in the universe. There are three primary heirs. The oldest is Belem. He's the one that controls this planet and wants you dead.
I am telling you, I am nobody.
You are royalty.
What about the girl?
Still alive.
Bring her to me.
The exact same genes reappear in the exact same order. It is what you call reincarnation.
Her Majesty's life is going to change, if she wants it to.
I'm still the same me. Right now, Balem owns the title to Earth. Once you claim it, the Earth will belong to you.
I will harvest that planet tomorrow before I let her take it from me.
Have you ever seen a harvest?
Never. But I've heard they feel no pain.
You should have told me the truth about why you wanted her.
That planet belongs to me.
Not anymore.
Your Majesty, I have more in common with a dog than I have with you.
I love dogs. I've always loved dogs.
Here we go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Popcorn Movie, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan,
Lenny.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the motion picture Jupiter Ascending. And we will turn it over to Jonathan.
Alrighty then. So the storyline on this is about Jupiter Jones. She was born under the night skin. Or sky.
Night skin.
Night sky.
Okay. Don't know.
With signs predicting that she was destined for great things. Now that she's grown, Jupiter dreams of the stars, but wakes up with the cold reality of a job cleaning other people's houses and endless runs of bad breaks. Only when Kane Wise, a genetically engineered ex-military hunter, arrives on Earth to track her down, does Jupiter begin to glimpse the fate that has been awaiting her all along. Ooh. Her genetic signature marks her as the next line for an extraordinary inheritance that could alter the balance of the cosmos. Yeah. This stars Shannon Channing and Mila Kunis.
Some people call him Channing, but whatever.
His friend.
Whatever.
Sean Bean. Don't forget Sean Bean.
Sean Bean, yeah.
He's the bomb.
Is it Mr. Bean?
No. Boromir, man. You don't know who Boromir is. That's such a Boromir thing to say.
You don't know who Mr. Bean is?
Yes, I know who Mr. Bean is.
Eddie Redmayne was in it as well.
Yeah. The budget on this was $176 million. Opening weekend was $18 million. And the gross was $47 million.
Yeah, so they took a dive.
Yeah, that was a big dive. And the ratings on this movie, from the information that we got, which was from IS...
Hold on a second. April, do some talking.
Hello.
There you are.
Yeah.
You were, oh, I thought that was just me.
It was, but you weren't talking into your mic.
No, no. I haven't been able to.
Oh, was that it? I thought she just had her mic turned.
No.
Yeah. That's why I was looking at the board, and I was like, I'm not finding it here, and then I hit the wrong button when I came back in. Sorry, April.
Well, then does that mean...
Which was
everything you said is basically not recorded.
Is the music okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
because I was just on this one.
Well, because I haven't been hearing myself until recently, this whole entire night. When you press that button, and
but
now
those
I
headphones
can hear
don't
myself.
Hear well anyway. They're always going out on me when I steal your chair when you're not here.
I don't know.
But
let's finish this, and then we can look at it.
Okay. Okay. Coming back in.
Okay, so
the ratings.
Yeah, on IMDb, the ratings were 5.5
out of 10.
So it's pretty much saying that this movie was a
mediocre
flop. Yeah, like April was saying, I don't know if people were hearing her because we were having a little bit of technically but anyway, she mentioned that Eddie Redmayne was in here.
Yes, he is.
And Sean Bean, of course, and
bunch of other people too.
Yeah, a bunch of other people.
Like, we don't need to go through the whole.
Yeah, I'm not going to go through that.
Watch the credits, guys. You'll figure it out.
You know, if you don't walk out on the movie, then watch the credits.
No joke.
And we just recently watched this movie, mm-hmm. So that's why we're looking at it. So, like I said, it's anything that we happen to be watching, reading, or whatever, listening to, that's what we're reviewing. This one happens to be the one at this point in time. I was really excited when I first saw the trailer to this because it looked like a grand space opera type deal. And what really got me excited is that it was an original screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, something new. Looks good. The effects were great.
Yeah, the effects were really great.
The CGI was fantastic.
I love the effects on this movie. But
then the story, they put too much in one movie.
Yeah, they did.
Because I thought they could
spread it out. They were rushing through a very epic story.
Yeah.
And they like rushed through it.
Because centers around Mia's character, which is Jupiter.
Yep.
And she's the mother of these children.
I'll be honest.
And they go through each children.
Well,
and
see,
to me,
no,
each
you've,
child
you've
can
got
be a movie.
To,
yeah. Well, yeah, and well, also you got to understand she's the reincarnated.
Yeah. I was going to say, isn't he? She,
their mother, and okay, let me tell you a little bit about these children. These children own a corporation.
But my point that was that it could have been spaced into three movies.
Right.
Or more.
Because of the three children, at
because
least.
Because
they had their own story that they were cramming into one show.
Well, and they were all trying to screw her over in different ways. One was very, I want to kill you. One was very, oh, you're going to be my best friend, and then I'm going to kill you. And the other one was like, I have to protect you from these other two, because I, in fact, am going to kill you.
Well, exactly.
Because I want to marry you, then kill you.
Then kill you, yeah. And what it is they, okay, this is the plot, and this could have been really good. So they are basically intergalactic world owners. They own entire planets. Mm-hmm. Each of them gets so many planets, and what they do is they implant human beings. Well, hang on a second. Like, they live a really long time. They implant human beings on different planets. It's always humans, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and then they harvest, like they were, like Earth was ready to be harvested, and that what they do is they in an instant snuff out all life, and they use that energy to power batteries, like literally like Duracells. So
literally.
And they're also able to reincarnate and like kind of like the Dalai Lama follow the line, and that's what they do with Jupiter. So she was there, these three evil children's who are now adults,
reincarnated
mother.
Right.
And she and they and actually the oldest of them killed her. Right, the eldest boy killed him.
Yeah, she was murdered and then came
back. And then she came back as Jupiter, and they're trying to kill her again. And so that's the storyline of this movie. But I'm like, yeah, there's so much going on here that it could have been a really long novel. It could have had a lot more to do with it. It could have been 2,700 comic books.
Well, and my thing is that...
But it wasn't.
I had trouble, like, the acting was bad.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the whole thing, because... You know, usually no matter who it is, you know, obviously, you know, if it's a well-known actor like Channing Tatum, I know who he is, but like, but I can get into his character, you know, I see the character, not him. And in this whole thing, I wasn't seeing Jupiter and...
Yeah, he was way better in this is the end.
Bodyguard still name is. Or, but I just, I thought all of them were really, yeah, not half-assing it and everything. And
the funny thing you say about, because I made that reference to This Is the End. You've obviously not seen that movie, because Channing Tatum's only in it for like 2 minutes, where he is wearing a bondage outfit with assless chaps.
No, I didn't like
it. It's not that great of a movie. It's kind of cheesy.
I
mean,
pay attention
for Seth Rogen and James Franco, they've done a lot better movies.
Yeah.
And Channing Tatum, to me, I think he's fantastic. Like, I've seen a lot of really great, not just funny, but he is really funny in 21 Jump Street and stuff like that. But I've seen him do some pretty good, and of course, all the sappy girly movies he's done. I haven't seen any of those, but, you know, like, everyone loves that Channing Tatum. And then in this, he's just underwhelming, and it doesn't seem like he committed to this part very much. Like, and Mila Kunis, is it Mia or Mila?
Mila.
Mila Kunis does not seem like she committed either. She seems like she felt like she didn't get paid enough out
of
that $200 million.
Well, my thing is, I'm not a very big fan of Mila Kunis to begin with. Like, to me,
because she's 16.
She's not. But to me, she plays. To me, it's because as an actress, she plays the same role over and over again, and so she, you know, there's not a lot of angles that she can pull off that she's proven she can play.
Yeah,
different
the kind
types of people,
pretty,
you know?
Angry, badass
misunderstood. Yeah, girl, and which is a fine character. It's just, you know, I just really wished.
And maybe
she'd
that's
get into
the problem
different
because
types of roles
well,
as well,
this is a different type of role.
No, it's not.
Well, she's not angry in the
well,
in a classic sense. Not in her classic
sense. She's still
sense.
The misunderstood, you right. know, the teenage girl, the pretty girl, and thrown into a situation. It just has some sci-fi with it.
I think part of it, though, she has a little bit of baggage because of that 70s show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People so often, you know, the typecasting is there. That's always going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind. I just felt the performances... Just weird. Like Lindy said, weren't inspired. They,
yeah.
were
they weren't.
They were just.
They were already paid. It meant nothing to them. And the thing is, I think that they just hoped that the CGI would carry them and no one would care. But obviously, by
good.
Their grosses, the CGI wasn't enough. It was fantastic.
It was
CGI
good though. Was yeah, I really did like it.
But you know, I had a big problem with Tatum's inline rocket skates. They're basically inline skates, but. They were on his feet and he could fly around on them. And that one just was like, okay, we want to create something new. I get it. But to me, that was kind of a little cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was just me. I don't know how they could have done it differently, but I just didn't care much for that.
Mm-hmm.
And in his fights, he seemed to use the same moves.
Oh, yeah.
From, you know, whenever he was in the fisticuffs with people, it seems like he used the same moves over and over, which... That when you're repetitive in that way, it's kind of
it's not the best way to fight. I'll tell you that. You don't want to be predictable in that situation.
No.
But then the other thing was when they transfer to different sections of the galaxy, he's outside the ship
alive.
Yeah, alive.
But he hangs on.
And they don't explain at all how they can travel through space and not be injured.
But
like even in Guardians of the Galaxy, they kind of explain why that's possible.
Yeah, but
for those
one
people.
Of them, he wasn't even in an environment suit, if I remember right.
No, he wasn't. That's
he
what
was
I'm saying. He is
out.
In space,
what?
Like literally godly, because no one can survive in space.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, he wasn't necessarily human either. He was like a werewolf of some kind.
Yeah, werewolves can also not survive in space.
I don't
space.
Know. I'm not a werewolf, and I've never tried it.
Yeah, I'm not a werewolf. They don't exist. But I'm telling you, like, if you put a werewolf out in space, he would explode. Because
I don't know.
Anything with oxygen in there. No, I'm telling you, I know. It's a vacuum. They would. Anything with oxygen in its body. Anything. True. It doesn't matter. Even if it was made of steel.
The only thing I can think of
there's
that
no
could be.
Oxygen.
Well, it's inside
that's
the body.
That's the point. It's inside his body.
I'm saying,
so.
What if there's not? I don't know about his species.
Oh,
I don't know anything about his alien race.
I see what you're going. Maybe he doesn't.
It wasn't a race. He was engineered.
But unless the only possible thing
engineered
I can think of is
oxygen.
If for somehow the...
I swear. If she doesn't understand it or agree with it, it isn't real, no matter how real it is. Look up physics and science and try to get behind that stuff.
As if the... Going back, if the shield somehow protected him. But even that's a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what we're really trying to dance around is
saying.
The fact that it's a plot hole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mind plot holes if they're not too elaborate. Because all movies have some holes in them. And you just take a leap of faith.
Yeah, but and I mean, and the thing is this,
on a leap of faith
this whole damn movie is a plot hole. I mean, first off, how did they find her, and how did they keep her hidden for so long, and then find her?
You know,
all
the
of a sudden?
Thing that pissed me off so much was when she was out in the garden, all these butterflies randomly started dancing around her. I'm like, oh my gosh!
And when they saw, when they saw
who do you think you are, Owl City?
All of a sudden, oh, well, you're the queen because all the butterflies are going around you.
I thought it was bees.
Was it bees or butterflies?
I don't remember.
Bees.
I can't remember.
Anyway, whatever. Because all the bees were surrounding her, they were like, oh, you're the queen, blah, 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 blah. And no. I'm just like, how do you know she's a queen?
My thing was that...
I was thinking like she was a human bee catcher or something.
My thing with the son that wanted to marry her and then kill her, like, you know, like get...
They all wanted her dead, yeah.
Well, yeah, but he was going to marry her first. Which, to me, it was like... He went through all this troubles to throw on an actual wedding and an extravagant intergalactic one at that, when in reality, all they got to do, if I'm applying Earth logic to it, is just sign a piece of paper.
Well, as long as you don't apply science to it, because apparently that doesn't go here.
Oh, what was it? And a lot of the wedding scenes harken back to this, but this one did too, but that 70 shows that they did the movie song on. Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah.
You know, Simon and Garfunkel.
They have, well, the song Mrs. Robinson, they had the movie to it. You know, they have the big wedding, and then the guy's coming in, no, no. And that's pretty much what this was, too, at the end.
Channing Tatum's running in to stop it, but only because he knows that they're going to kill her.
I don't think there was an actual spark between him and Mila's character. First off, Jupiter's a dumb name. Secondly, I don't think there was a spark there between them. Like, that, like an actual love interest. I thought that was really, really forced.
Yeah.
I think I was like...
It comes off as they don't really like each other
in
real life.
I think...
They probably don't.
Out of the actors, it seemed like the villains really got into the roles,
It
seemed like. And his mentor...
Sean Bean. Yeah, Sean Bean really kills everything. Role. I mean, he kills everything he does. He was great, but he had too small of a part to carry this
but
movie.
But the two characters that really mattered. That's why it sank.
Okay, here's some advice. Even when you get a cheesy space opera, whatever, sci-fi, get out of your trailer, quit doing the cocaine, and learn your lines.
Well, just make it believable. Because, I mean, comic book movies were kind of, they're hokey.
Yeah.
But then I think the first one that really took it really seriously, I can't remember which came first, X-Men really showed that you could actually do a serious comic book movie. Mm-hmm. Batman had been out there and had been shown, but
Watchmen series.
But then they
fuck.
Camped it up. Well, Watchmen was after the X-Men, I believe, or right around the same time.
It was after.
So if you take your stuff seriously,
anything is,
and portray it as real, even however fantastical. That lets the audience escape more, and these two just.
The thing was is that they weren't sold on their characters.
No.
Yeah.
And it was obvious. And when I can say, Channing Tatum, you're a millionaire, famous actor, gorgeous, and you did a shitty job in this movie, and I would not have paid you, and I want my money back. Like, when I can say that wholeheartedly and feel like I could say that to his face and not be scared, because he knows he did a shitty job in this movie. He's a good actor.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get into Mila Kunis because I do not want to hear from April again, but Channing Tatum's a good actor, I think, and he could have done a lot better.
Yeah,
and I've seen Mila do better stuff too.
Yeah,
a lot better. Right?
Like I say, I don't want to get into it with April. I think she's all right, but I know how April feels, and I don't want to hear that again. Yeah.
My thing is, it shows their character, not their movie character, but their personality and all that, you know, themselves in a very bad light, because it's, you know, it's the saying professionalism and everything. No matter what, if you take on the job, you do the job and you do it to your fullest.
Was it Jessica Simpson that was on the Disney parade and looked over at one of the characters and said, "This is stupid"? And they got it on film and shit.
Wow.
Okay. Was that Jessica Simpson?
I don't know.
It might have been her or Britney, but it was somebody really famous.
That's awesome.
In the early 90s. And then everyone freaked out about it because, you know, this person was, you know, in a Disney parade, supposed to be all happy and glitzy.
Yeah,
and
she's not.
And she looks over at this other character and says, and that's exactly how I felt about Mila Kunis in this movie. I felt like she was like, okay, I'm going to do it because they're going to pay me and I don't have to get naked. It's a good payday. And then I'll just do this. And I will go to France for the premiere or something. You know, it's just like, I don't even think Like, oh my God.
And the way they made this so expansive and broad, as a broad story, is it almost could have, and I mentioned this at the beginning, it could have been three movies. It felt like something on the level that could have been a Lord of the Rings level type of saga.
Right.
Or Star Wars, something like that. Yeah, a long, epic saga.
Especially bringing in the whole reincarnation aspect. But and that's another thing. Yeah, since
they could have done a lot of things. They could have killed her and then brought her back another 100 years, used the same actress, changed things a little bit. I mean, they could have done a million things that they just didn't do.
And with them, you know, rushing it and putting it all in one movie, it was also very, you know, it was a little overwhelming and having to keep track of all the different, you know.
All the different villains, all the bad different guys, plots.
It was just all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, like, you go from one villain, oh, well, hey, here's this villain with her hench people. And then you go to the next one. Where did this one come in? I can see where one villain would be defeated and then go to the next movie.
And then all of a sudden there's one. Yeah, but that's how you do it, right? And then, like, they're like, okay, it's been 30 minutes. We've brought this girl out of scrubbing toilets into Queen of the Universe.
Right.
Killed her, or tried to kill her. Now we're going to try to, like, kill her again. Then we're going to marry her.
And, like,
her.
Have Channing Tatum's character be captured or something, and she'd have to go and save Channing Tatum's.
I think it would have been great if they would have done more with him as being, like, if they would have showed any kind of, you know, like Jonathan just said, capture him or show any kind of insecurity. Like, his character is basically flawless. He can't lose. He isn't beaten.
But I loved his character, too, because he was so over Mila's character. Like, because usually the bodyguards, you know, they're so loyal and they're so, you know, love with their...
He was not.
And he was just like, I hate you. And I was like, yes.
It's just like, meh.
But see, he still remembers her from before, right? Because she was one of these tyrants.
And she was terrible, too.
Yeah, these people are basically using entire planets as battery power.
They're the classic stereotype rich corporate family.
Yeah, they're the ultimate 1%.
Sci-fied up.
Yeah. Sci-fied up. And I can see the political motives for this movie were a few years off. It could have done a lot better a few years earlier. But, I don't know. Like, this just came out last year, didn't it? In 2015?
Yes. Let me see the paperwork. I think so.
I thought it was 14, too.
Oh,
was it
14?
Yeah, they say 15.
It says 2015. I believe it came out.
But see, it's also hard for me because it was so not memorable. It came out in
February 15.
So really close.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's been a whole year.
I don't know. But I wasn't... Like I said, sci-fi's never been my thing, so I wasn't super excited to watch it, but I thought it was sounded cool, and then it just...
Mm. The opening weekend on this movie, just to let you guys know, was on February the 6th of 15. Okay. So it was towards the beginning of last year.
Okay.
I don't know. It's all... That movie coming out and the commercial is all kind of a blur to me.
The previews to me, when I saw the previews, I was like, oh, well, this movie looks awesome.
Yep.
But... You know, sometimes when the previews look awesome, it's just like...
Well, sometimes they give away too much. That wasn't the problem. The problem was the previews promised all this epic action, and you got that. But they made it seem like there was going to be a lot of chemistry and a lot of really great acting from these A-list actors.
And there wasn't.
I think that if this had been an independent film made by our buddies... We'd have been like, yeah, this is the best movie in the world. Because, you know, with some try-hard, nobody actors that had never done anything like this before. And the exact same story. But coming from these people, it's just very hard to accept such a mediocre...
You've seen them do better.
You've seen them all do better.
Exactly.
True.
And like Lenny said, it's a mediocre movie.
Well, that's where the professionalism comes in and where they drop the ball on it, unfortunately.
We're sorry. We don't necessarily dislike...
I mean, I didn't necessarily dislike it.
But we don't necessarily like things. And this one, I feel like they could have done a lot better.
Yeah, like I can watch it again. Like if somebody wants to watch it. But I'm not going to pull it off the shelf myself.
No. But go ahead, Jonathan. I'm sorry.
I didn't think it was too bad of a movie, but I thought it was poorly done.
Can I say this real quick?
Yeah.
Going with what Jonathan just said, I think that for any sci-fi buff, go ahead and check it out. Just to get the storyline and the idea. Yeah. They got something there. Like I said, you know, it wasn't too bad of a movie. And it was worth seeing.
Yeah.
Just for the sci-fi and the CGI, it was worth seeing. Yeah, I mean, special effects to me were worth seeing.
Because some of the fight scenes, even though some of the things were kind of repetitive and stuff like that, some of the fight scenes were worth watching. At least I thought.
Mm-hmm.
True.
I like the space battles the best.
Yeah, so do I.
I like the politics of it. The family aspect.
It is, it is interesting. It, like I say, they could have done a lot with that. They could have, like Richard pointed out, they could have made a trilogy and went to each one of these siblings and really made you believe at first that one of these siblings was going to save her and that there was going to be a good... But it became like, it was such a quick changeover and you're like, oh, here's the last sibling. Let's see how he screws her over. Because you'd already had it twice in an hour. You know, so you knew it was coming again. I mean, how long is this movie? 80 minutes? So, like...
It seemed like it was forever because it was pretty long.
I want to say it was almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
Which is...
Pretty long, yeah. Well, anyway, all I'm saying is that in quick succession, they went through the entire storyline of what could have been The Lord of the Rings. So there you go. Whatever, however you want to take that.
Yeah.
It could have been space Lord of the Rings, but instead it was space like the original animated Hobbit.
There's 127 minutes, so just a little over 2 hours.
Holy crap, that was a long movie.
That's way too long. Like, to me, this movie deserves only like an hour and a half max.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's.
Anyway, I think that'll probably about wrap it up for us. I think we pretty much said
hated on them enough. Yeah.
This is one. Check out at your library if they happen to have a copy. Interlibrary loan it if they don't. You might be able to find it at the store. Pick it up. Watch it. For us, it was a one-time viewing. That's probably good enough. Yeah. For others, it might be something they're into. So if it is, we're glad you found something you like. So, hey, that's cool.
But we worry.
Not only Mila Kunis, but also that other sister chick. They were very hot in it. I'll give you that. Very steamy. Good looking. So there's that.
Yeah, you'll have fans of Milos and
Channing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my sister really liked this movie. Right, she said she's watched it about a million times to where she's worn out the disc. And I'm just like...
Well, no, and that also... But... you name me more, but that's when you have such loyalty to maybe an actor that it doesn't matter what they're in or how bad they are.
Because
still
she has
watch
a huge
it.
Crush on Channing Tatum. So
okay,
but yeah,
so that makes sense then. That'll do it for us. Just a quick note: we have a Facebook page at Comic Pop Library. We also have a Twitter account. Look at Comic Pop Library.
And that's it.
We also, if you want to email us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com, we'd be glad to hear from you. Some of the few people that we've heard from here lately, we looked at a piece from Zachary Murdoch. He's known as Z. We looked at one of his we looked at one of his singles. And when I did, I kind of mentioned that his voice kind of reminded me of Hall & Oates, the one that with a little bit higher voice. I don't know which one it is. I think it's Oates. That's who he says here. But he sends us back. Appreciate the love and the Oates nod. Honored. And then we did another one for Sean Mitchell. Lose My Mind. We looked at that for him. And Ian Mitchell Dockrin, I believe probably his brother, possibly. He wrote us back, said, thanks for the critique. I know your time is precious, and I appreciate the fact that you took the time to watch it and write about it. Hopefully, I'll be able to send you another one in the near future and post the mention. And definitely, if you want to send us more, definitely do. We are always eager to look at new stuff. So we appreciate those two people getting in touch with us. If you want to get in touch with us, remember, you can email us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com, on our Facebook page or Twitter account under Comic Pop Library. We've had fun. We hope everybody has had fun listening to us out there. We will see you on the next showing. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. I could see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thing.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show.
We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.